Danny, how does it feel to be in charge of the Scotland Under-21s team?
Yeah, I'm immensely proud. Gordon, it's, in my opinion, one of the greatest honours that you can have is going out there and represent your country, whether you're playing or whether you're managing. And, you know, it's a challenge that I'm really looking forward to.
I know at St Mirren you took great pride in bringing through the likes, you know, Kenny McLean's and John McGinn's. So is that clearly something that, a side of the game you enjoy and something you're looking forward to here?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about youth football and bringing young players on and helping them develop and helping them to fulfil their potential. And that's what I see my role here is to help and guide them and nurture them. That was a big remit 11 years ago when I was given the opportunity as head of youth down at Gretna Football Club. I've then evolved and developed as a coach since then. And in my time at St Mirren Football Club, we managed to win a national trophy with four under-21 players in the team that day. And, you know, in my last season there, we had seven youth graduates that played on a regular basis throughout that season and gave the club, you know, their highest finish in over a generation. It isn't always easy to nurture young players. They certainly do make mistakes on and off the pitch. And it's my responsibility and coach's responsibility to help these players learn from those mistakes and to make sure that they make the right ones next time around.
How much are you looking forward to perhaps linking up with some of those players again in the national setup?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, this opportunity gives you a chance to go out there and work with a squad that you can pick, you know, from numerous. I've identified numerous amount of players out there, you know, from over eight leagues across. So it's going to be a busy period for me, but I'm really excited about working with such wonderful talent.
What are your aspirations in terms of the job in a longer term sense?
Yeah, certainly when I took it, this opportunity, and whether I'm in the game, I'm in charge in this position for one game as Ricky Sprazier was previous to me here, or whether I'm in it for 11 years as Andy Roxburgh was, who preceded the under-21s, you know, in arguably their best time. You know, I'm here to make sure that I focus and bring my full attention, my full strengths to help these players develop and fulfil the opportunity to try and go to the next level, which is, you know, Gordon's full squad.
Do you still harbour ambitions to go back into club football?
At this moment in time, my sole focus is on, you know, Hungary on the 26th of March. I'm really excited about the process of working with, alongside Gordon Strachan, Ricky Sprazier, Donald Park, Jim Fleeton, you know, wonderful experience and great knowledge amongst them. I'm really looking forward to rubbing shoulders with the elite coaches in national football. And that is absolutely fantastic in terms that it gives you, you know, that you're being recognised at that level, you know, and I've got to grab that opportunity with both hands. And as I says, I'll be doing everything within my power over the next 5 to 6 weeks to try and extend that.
Just finally, in terms of the game day itself, how much are you looking forward to getting back in that dugout? I know you'll have missed it.
Yeah, you do, and you know that's the unfortunate thing when you're coming out there and you're trying to keep up to date with the players and that in the game. You see things and you can't do anything about it, but you know, I've really enjoyed the break there also, recharged the batteries, but really excited. And, you know, I don't want to wish the 5-6 weeks away. I'm going to take it one day at a time. There's a big selection process that's got to be put in place, and that's one that I'm really looking forward to. You know, and over the next week, I'll be speaking with Gordon, see what his ideas are for the under-21s and how close he wants it. With the full squad, I'll be sharing my own ideas with them there, and I'll be looking to maximise these players and bring everything that I possibly can to help them fulfil their potential to getting into that full squad.